There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris O'Brien's taking another week off. Our guest is George Wingfield, outspoken UFO investigator, a lot more to come. And we're going to move off the abductions right now. And I want to get into something that's Kurt Collins' territory, and that is Cash Landrum. Now, Kurt has accumulated a lot of information. He's been on the Paracast. And we've also mentioned the fact that this case occurred in December 1980. Rendlesham Forest, UK, December 1980. George, what perceptions do you have of a connection between the two? And I'll ask Kurt to follow up after that. George?
Well, I was going to make connection between three things, not just Cash Landrum and Bentwaters, Rendlesham Forest, but everything which is going on in 1980 at Kirtland Air Force Base with Paul Benowitz and all of that stuff, including disinformation and a lot of activity by the NSA and AFOSI. At Kirtland. And, okay, you have all that there, and suddenly Paul Benowitz is being told about secret aircraft, secret projects, some atomic plane, all sorts of stuff. Whether it was true or not, we simply don't know. And there was the indication from these, from people like Doty, that a lot of this was happening up at near Dulcie, and all of this is in Project Beta. It's also in Greg Valdez's book called Dulcie Base. Now, a lot of that was false, and it was disinformation. There were things going on indeed, but it was disguised as maybe alien stuff. Then we get to Cash Landrum. If you read Project Beta, you'll find that, of course, that's mentioned in the book. And Paul Benowitz was aware of this, and he was thinking in terms of whatever Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum saw, and which affected them and injured them, was of alien origin. Well, I don't think it was of alien origin. I think it was of U.S. military origin. And there's absolutely no doubt about it that a large number of helicopters did appear, and other people saw these helicopters, which I think in most of the accounts were shepherding this craft, which irradiated, which came down on the road, not really all that far away, perhaps 30, 40 yards away from Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum, and caused them pretty severe radiation burns. There may be a very good reason to think that was something of some kind of nuclear reactor which was being used in this mysterious object. And from there, just to connect up to Bentwaters again, we have John Burroughs and Jim Peniston, who encountered a strange object which came down in the forest at in Rendlesham Forest. They were sent out to look at it. Jim Peniston says he actually touched it. And a lot of what's been written about Rendlesham Forest in that episode in recent years is that John Burroughs and Jim Peniston have been unable to get their medical records from that time when they were serving on that base in December 1980, and the records have been classified as top secret and not available, not even to Peniston and Burroughs. And I think they enlisted some lawyers in Arizona, and they also got John McCain to try and intercede on their behalf, because they said they'd had health issues which had resulted from this episode back in 1980.
Now, just to tell our listeners, we had an attorney, John Burroughs and Nick Pope, on the Paracast a few weeks ago to talk about getting the VA to cover the injuries that he received?
Right, okay. I don't know if they've made any progress with recovering these records, the medical records. But I do know, in case you hadn't noticed, that is what Linda Hall is going to be talking about at the Ozark UFO Conference in Eureka Springs, which starts next week.
The development, and this is what the show is largely about with Burroughs, was that the VA has finally admitted, will process his claims, and he's received assistance for his health problems. And a lot is being made of that. In fact, Burroughs posted on Facebook, a bombshell revelation about the Rendlesham Forest incident has just been made. This latest news has profound implications, not just for the understanding of what happened at Rendlesham, but for ufology as a whole. So just the processing of this medical claim, he and even Nick Pope are taking this to mean, or to have the potential to mean, something far more.
So I don't quite understand what Burroughs is now saying. Does he say that he has got the medical records, or that he has got word that he was exposed to nuclear radiation of some kind in Rendlesham Forest on that occasion?
All we're certain of is he's received treatment. He had a heart valve operation.
And yeah, that's right. But do we know that that is connected with his exposure to whatever this UFO was, which came down in Rendlesham Forest?
That is his position. But I don't know that we've seen any proof on that. But that's where so many claims of like the, well, as you were mentioning, medical records, so many of, in this case, it's the researchers, John Schussler, and who investigated the Cash Lanham case, shepherded the medical records of Betty Cash. So it was only secondhand information that we received about that. You know, certainly there were some injuries, but whether they were actually radiation burns has been far from proven.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've had a great interest in the Cash Lanham business. And I think, I've asked people like John Alexander, what was going on here? And he always refers one to a friend of his called George Saran, who's in the military, who was given the job of finding out exactly what was going on. And he investigated every possible military outfit, Army, Air Force, whatever, which could have supplied the 23 helicopters, which Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum saw with this object. And George Surratt came back and said, well, these helicopters do not belong to any military unit that we can see. So the injuries to Cash and Landrum are really not the responsibility of the U.S. military or U.S. government, and we're going to wash our hands of it, and that is that. But that is simply not true. I don't know if you saw an episode in UFO Hunters, Bill Burns' show, and this was possibly last year, or it might have been the year before, but anyway, you could probably find it out there on Netflix or somewhere. And Bill Burns had got hold of a written note, which is in the handwriting of George Surratt. And it said that 100 helicopters landed at John Gray Airfield near Fort Hood in Texas that very night. 100 helicopters. So some extraordinary operation or rehearsal was going on, and the U.S. military chose to deny it. And Bill Burns confronted George Saran on camera and said, look, here's this note. It's in your handwriting. What do you say? And Saran was obviously highly embarrassed, and he just sort of stonewalled and said, well, I don't know. I really don't know. I know nothing of that.
And well, that's very interesting, and we're going to have to figure that out in the next segment as we explore all these crazy things going on in connection with that case. With George Wingfield, Kurt Collins is our guest co-host this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Kirk Collins is guest co-host this week. Chris O'Brien's off. He'll be back next week. And also on this week's After the Paracast, George Wingfield is joining us. And we're tearing apart some of the old cases, trying to look for new connections. Kirk, do you want to follow up with George?
I have a brief statement. I think I have the explanation for that 100 helicopters memo. George Saran was a note taker. And during his conversation with John Schuessler, that was a statement he was repeating from John Schuessler, that a base spokesman had given to him as an example, that sometimes 100 helicopters. So I think that this is actually something that has snowballed as a myth, but that doesn't mean that there weren't helicopters there. But I think this particular thing is an example of I think some selective UFO reporting in the case of John Schuessler, because I'm sure he was fully aware of this and it chose not to highlight it because the document was simply too good not to use. So,
okay, well, I accept what you say, Kurt. The note, I believe, is dated 29th November 1980, which was the date of the Cash Landrum incident. I remember that, I think it was Betty Cash or Mickey Landrum said, they could clearly see United States Air Force written on at least one or two of these helicopters. So the scenario which various people have suggested, okay, this was some kind of a virtual reality which was implanted on Cash and Landrum, and it was nothing to do with the U.S. military. That doesn't ring true with me at all. I think it was everything to do with the U.S. military. And I will also suggest what sort of thing this strange flaming object was, which did so much damage to poor Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum. People don't remember. People don't even think about the political situation in 1980. And this was during Jimmy Carter's presidency. It was just coming to an end. During 1980 was the time of the U.S. hostage crisis in Iran. There were all of these hostages taken from the U.S. embassy and being held by the Iranians. And already in the middle of 1980, there had been an attempt to rescue them, which was a botched attempt. It failed, and several helicopters crashed in the Iranian desert, which had been sent off U.S. aircraft carriers to rescue on this rescue the hostage mission. This had been a terrible failure. Several men were killed. But everybody said, including the president, said, we have to go on. We'll find some way of doing this. We have got to rescue our hostages. And several practices were made by various methods. And I think that what was happening during the Cash Landrum incident was a rehearsal for yet another rescue operation. It was probably a dress rehearsal. These helicopters may have flown off an aircraft carrier in the Gulf. They flew in over the coast near Houston, and with them was this strange object. Now, whether the object was under its own power or not, I don't know. It could have been slung underneath a Chinook helicopter, you know, big twin rotor helicopter, and it could have been lowered onto the road. But it may have been something under its own power. If this was something that was going to be used in connection with the trying to get the hostages out of where they were being held in Tehran. One suggestion, which I did see and which I think is highly possible, is that they had some kind of a lighting device, a huge device, possibly powered by a small nuclear reactor. You'd get small nuclear reactors which weigh, oh, maybe 15, 20 tons or something of that kind. And if you had a lighting device, this is just one suggestion, you could fly that into the building where the hostages are being held on the outskirts of Tehran, and you could fire it up. Everything will be immensely bright. The Revolutionary Guards who are holding the hostages wouldn't be able to see what they were doing. They wouldn't be able to resist the Delta Force Marines or the Special Delta Force people, whoever they were, who would come in and rescue the hostages. And they, of course, would be wearing special visors which would shield them from the immensely bright light. I feel pretty certain that this was something to do with the ongoing efforts to pull off such an operation to rescue the American hostages in Tehran.
That's a very interesting scenario. And I've been looking pretty hard at trying to find any evidence. I did find someone who served with the helicopter unit a bit later, and he discussed some of the techniques and things, but you know, there's yet to be a really good connection. And if the device was built, there would be some trace of manufacturer, the engineers or something. Usually there's a long period of development. But I wanted to say real quick, you were talking about the connections between Cash Landrum and Benowitz. One of those connections was the lawyer in the Cash Landrum case, Peter Gersten, who is famous in the 70s and 80s for his attempt with procuring documents from the U.S. government. Well, one of his meetings was with Doty, and he was feeding him the same kind of information he was giving Linda Moulton Howe and others. And one of the things he claimed was that the Cash Landrum UFO was the same information that the Benowitz had claimed to have had received, that it was some sort of alien U.S. project, either UFO on loan or something like that. So, and I have no doubt whatsoever that Doty knew nothing of the truth, but that's never stopped him before.
No, I agree with that entirely. Peter Gersten did, in fact, go and meet Doty in Kirtland before Linda Howe went there and had talks with Doty, and Doty gave a lot of information saying that there was a treaty between the U.S. government and the aliens, and the aliens were allowed to do so many alien abductions and cattle mutilations and so on. And so he was well into all that stuff over in Albuquerque. And then, of course, he turns up as the lawyer, or he's appointed by CAUS, the lawyer for Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum in their fight with the U.S. government. And he advises them not to accept the original deal. And the original deal, of course, was from the U.S. government, the military. We'll pay all your medical bills and make sure you're taken care of, but we don't want any publicity. Don't want anything said about this. I believe this was how it was done. Peter Gersten said, no, I think, you know, they're fooling you. We've got to have this out. We've got to fight this, and you should give millions of dollars damages from the government. Because clearly the government are responsible. Even if it was an alien spacecraft, which the government was using in exercises, the government's still responsible. And this is what Peter Gersten said.
Okay. We have more to come with George Wingfield. I'm going to ask a few questions about Peter Gersten's involvement with Kurt Collins as our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Kirk Collins is our guest co-host this week. George Wingfield is our guest. We're talking about Peter Gersten and his involvement in getting or attempting to get payments from the government for Cash Landrum case. Now, what was the upshot of this? Obviously, he made some pretty severe demands.
Well, the government didn't like this at all because the whole thing, you know, was out of the bag and receiving wide publicity, and the decision must have been taken. We're going to absolutely deny that we had anything to do with this. And okay, if Betty Cash and Vicky Landrum won't accept what we offered, they're on their own. And so when eventually Betty Cash and Vicky Landrum said, okay, well, we'll agree to your original deal about medical expenses, apparently the government people said, what deal? And, you know, by that stage, they just pushed them away. And that was where it was left. They're both dead now, of course.
It sounds like one of those situations where the offer is on the table for just so long, take it or forget about it. Now, I knew Peter Gersten casually, and the last I heard from him was several years ago, where he said in a blaze of glory he was going to off himself at some point in time. Don't know if he ever did. Never heard anything further about it.
Oh,
either of you?
Yes, I do. Peter Gersten lives in Sedona. As you know, a lot of these people live in Sedona. John Burroughs lives in Sedona. And when the world was due to come to an end, I think this would have been December 21st, 2012, was the most recent ending of the world. Peter Gersten said he was going to go and stand on Bell Rock, which is one of these sort of psychic power centers close to Sedona, and he had predictions that some chasm was going to open up there and he was going to throw himself into it. Well, I think he stood up there all day long and nothing happened, and of course the world didn't come to an end, as we all know.
And even then, we haven't heard much of anything from Peter Gersten since then. I think he'd be a fun guest to come on the show. I do know him. Maybe we'll make an effort to have him explain why he's still here. and why he's still alive.
I don't know him at all, but this is the story here, and I'm sure he's a great guy.
Before we move away from 1980, you mentioned the military intelligence connection to both Cash Landrum and the Bentwaters case, and I think I missed it if we mentioned just what that was in the Bentwaters case.
Well, the military connection is that after these events, which happened on three separate nights at Bentwaters or in Rendlesham Forest, and involved a considerable number of men, and supposedly the flying saucer or the UFO which landed and which Jim Peniston touched in the forest and all of that. I do recommend Nick Pope's book, which is called Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. This was published about a year ago, and it's an excellent book, and Nick Pope is an honest and thorough researcher. You have to draw your own conclusions as to what was going on, and it's certainly not clear. I'm still fascinated by the case, but the connection between the military and whatever this was, that is the thing which one really needs to know. And it appeared that the military people on the base had no idea what this was, and therefore a lot of them took that it was an alien spaceship. I believe that Peniston and Burroughs think more in terms of some time-traveling device which had come from the future, say. I think that's how they see it, but that doesn't mean to say it's necessarily right.
Now, these episodes seem so singular, Kurt and George, that we have Cash Landrum, we have Kirtland Air Force Base, we have Rendlesham Forest. We have stuff happening in 1980. After that, what? Is there another case around the world since then that comes close in terms of its impact?
Well, I think you have to put all these things together. And as I say, in 1980, not only we were at the height of the Cold War, but in particular, there was this terrible hostage situation which concentrated the minds of the U.S. military and the U.S. government for at least a year. It's finding some way of getting the hostages back. The connection really between Cash Landrum and Rendlesham Forest was the injuries suffered by Burroughs and Peniston may have been entirely similar to a lesser degree than what Betty Cash and Vicki Landrum suffered. Let me just read you what Linda Howe is giving a presentation on this at the Ozark Conference in Eureka Springs. And a segment of her program will be with USAF Technical Sergeant John Burroughs. And she talks about UAP UFO radiation, non-ionizing radiation. And she will have disclosures on that. And I'm wondering if this is similar to the Cash Landrum thing.
Certainly, I'm interested if there's new information on that, and I really need to find out more of the specific claims of John Burroughs. But in both cases, it is confounding that the medical record access is denied. So that's a barrier that I hope that it's something that we get to see, and it's not left to the next generation who may not follow up on it if those eventually are released. This is taking a spin in another direction, but on your last appearance, George, you mentioned something very briefly about psychotronic weapons in your meetings with some people, John Alexander and some others, and I was wondering if you had any information on that and if you thought it related to the UFO phenomenon at all.
Well, I think there was a lot of talk of psychotronic weapons and mind control, things like MKUltra, and various ways of getting at the enemy's minds, mainly possibly electronic beam weapons, which would scramble an enemy soldier's brain or make them think they were seeing luminous objects in the sky, this sort of thing. This is where I think we are with psychotronic weapons, and I don't think the term is used anymore these days, but back then when I first met General Alexander and General Stubblebine and Ed Dames and a few other people like this. That was in 1992, and that was the big thing. And this is in the same, exactly the same era as what we're talking about at Kirtland Air Force Base with maybe Paul Benowitz. Maybe these were weapons which were being tested there. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more to come out, and it is a fascinating subject. Also, I should point out that at Bentwaters, after the RAF Bentwaters, which is the base near Rendlesham Forest, immediately after all these events, a large number of AFOSI men, at least they were said to be AFOSI men, came and interrogated the people who had contact or seen these UFOs in the forest, or certainly Burroughs and Peniston. I think all of them were interrogated. Some of them were apparently given sodium pentothal, which is a truth drug, and there are stories, which may be apocryphal, that some of them were subjected to intensive interrogation of a pretty nasty nature. But there you are again, AFOSI. Well, of course, it could be NSA people who are saying, okay, we're the AFOSI people, which is a little less threatening.
There was something, while we're on the topic of military intelligence, you and disinformation, your introduction to the UFO field was crop circles, I believe. And so I think you ultimately decided that there was a lot of manipulation in that. But one of the things that I heard that you had said that you had noticed an interest by the UK government in them. And I was wondering if you had any documentation on that, or what you thought, if they were observing or if they were manipulating.
Let's have that answer in our next segment with George Wingfield and Gene and Kurt Collins. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So in our previous segment, Kurt Collins asks the question of our guest this week, George Wingfield. And now, sir, we wait with bated breath. So take the bait out of my breath here. Oh, here we go. What your response is?
Well, when the circles were, the crop circles in England were really sort of reaching their peak, and this would be about 1989, 1990, 1991, there were huge numbers of circles. And certainly there were people in government, and even, I believe, people in the military who took an interest and thought, what the hell is going on here? And certainly there was surveillance by aircraft of the places where the crop circles were forming. They might be trying to catch one form and this sort of thing. But I did a lot of research at the time, and by 1991, there was plenty of evidence that large numbers of them were being made by people, not just sort of people out of the pub who were having a bit of fun. These were people who were producing designs and making very careful and complex crop circles. And in 1994, I published a long paper naming quite a lot of these people, saying I can only talk about crop circles which I know about. And there are so many, there are obviously plenty I don't know about, but I think a vast proportion of the phenomenon is undoubtedly the work of people who go out at night and they make some beautiful formation, some huge formation, and then subsequently it gets photographed and people get very excited about it. But I have no proof that there are crop circles which are not made by people. There may be, but I can't say. So that was my position. That's where I left it. I really lost interest. I think at a later stage, when I convinced Colin Andrews that, Andrews, other people convinced him too, that the vast proportion of these were being made by people, Colin took up a certain position that 80% were made by people. The other 20% was something of a mysterious nature, which might be related to UFOs and the like. But I think that was a very arbitrary proportion. You see, I've adopted the same thing with the cattle mutilations. I said the vast proportion of these are perfectly easily explained in terms of predators, predator activity, and subsequent separate scavenger activity, principally by vultures. Vast proportion. I don't say all of them, and there are some very mysterious cattle mutilations, which I wouldn't necessarily be able to explain. But I did send Gene a paper I wrote on this recently, laying out in the greatest detail some of the ones which I was familiar with.
Maybe you could summarize that. We ran that article in our forums, I believe.
My recent article? I think you ran an earlier article. I wrote a much more detailed subsequent article giving a lot of information on what vultures do to when they scavenge a dead cow, or some vultures, the black vultures, can actually kill livestock. They do. They mainly kill calves, but they also can kill adult cows. And I gave a lot of information on that. And then I looked at one particular case, which happened near here, which I was very familiar with. And I also had a very close look at the only published case from the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah.
So in the case of cattle mutilations and the case of crop circles, your position here is it's pretty much conventional.
Well, yes, conventional, but people who have researched it really haven't looked closely enough. Yeah, I've got it right here. I've got Linda Howe's book, An Alien Harvest, which I think is probably 1989, 1988 or 1989. There's no mention of vultures in that, which play a major part in this. Those researchers back then tended to sort of scoff at the idea that predators or scavengers really had anything to do with it. And there were completely unsubstantiated claims that the butchery or surgery which had been done on these unfortunate cattle had been carried out by laser cutting tools or very sharp instruments, and could only have been the work of aliens, or else government men in flying in black helicopters come and taken tissue samples and all that sort of thing. Well, from all the photographs you can see in Alien Harvest and in other books, there's nothing like that. There's nothing which would convince you that anything had been done with sharp instruments in a surgical manner.
This seems like an example of when you had mentioned the Roswell case, when proponents become locked in a position, they refuse to, they see it as an attack, a debunking by skeptics. And sometimes there's an answer for a case and they just won't accept it.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
You had mentioned before there were some people that you trusted and distrusted. And among some of the people that you distrusted, it wasn't so much a matter of them being dishonest, but that they were too gullible. Can you talk about some of the gullibility and just the failure to maybe critically examine some of the evidence, who you feel might be a problem?
Are we talking about UFO researchers who are either gullible or otherwise? Or are we talking about people who have fantastical stories like, Bob Lazar or Billy Meyer and people like this? I mean, I think Bob Lazar, Billy Meyer, and George Adamski are 100% fraud. And I have plenty to back that up. And plenty of other people, lots of other people. And I think on previous times on the Paracast, I was saying, I think you Americans, because I'm not American, far too polite to actually point the finger and say, you are a liar, and none of what you're saying is true. This has all been made up. This is a completely fraudulent case. And that is something which needs to be done with a lot of cases in the UFO subject.
But these people, many of them have their believers, people are sincere.
Sure, absolutely, yes. Yes, I mean, a lot of leading UFO researchers, we won't say who, they have groupies, they have a following, let's say a following, groupies when it comes to the abduction subject maybe, but they have a large following who believe that, absolutely believe 100% all they're being told. And these people appear at conferences and they give lectures and they get tumultuous applause. They're really being entertainers. And I'm not saying that, okay, so someone who's talking about abductions or various UFO episodes, they are not saying, I saw this, and this is what happened. They have brought on someone else who's an abductee, and they're riding on that information, and they're presenting another person's information and saying, yes, I accept this is true, and this is all correct. Unfortunately, it's very often, only too often, it's not true. And look at the Billy Meyer case, which, okay, when I first heard about that, I was fascinated. I followed it closely for a long time, and I was prepared to believe what Billy Meyer was telling us about his contacts with people from the Pleiades, and he had this Pleiadian girlfriend, and so on and so on and so on. And then I went to a MUFON symposium, which was... it was in Seattle or Tacoma, many years ago. There was a guy called Karl Korff. Karl Korff had been out to Billy Meyer's establishment in Switzerland and had found, without a shadow of doubt, that all of this stuff is false, including all the photographs which Billy Meyer was serving up.
Well, that stuff is like it is in the UFO field in general. That stuff has been disproven over and over again. The same thing with George Adamski, the same thing with a number of other UFO contactees. But the problem is here is you disprove them, and people who didn't believe these cases in the first place say, hey, you see, it's disproven. But most people who have the will to believe don't believe.
No, they
the exposés. They don't. They simply repeat the same things. They ignore or they distort the exposés, pretend it didn't exist or it's some kind of secret plot by the government to hide the truth, and they go on with their lives. We have to go on with a break here. But first, please visit plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to subscribe to Paracast Plus, get our free After the Paracast podcast, get our ad-free version of the Paracast, After the Paracast podcast, and more for a modest subscription fee. George Wingfield is here with Gene and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.